one of its antennas, by now unconsidered miracles of electronics, was always aimed at a point never far from the sun. Every few months its distant target could have been seen, had there been any eye here to watch, as a bright star with a close, fainter companion, but most of the time it was lost in the solar glare. To that far-off planet Earth, every 24 hours, the monitor would send the information it had patiently garnered, packed neatly into 1 5-minute pulse. About a quarter of an hour later, traveling at the speed of light, that pulse would reach its destination. The machines whose duty it was would be waiting for it. They would amplify and record the signal and add it to the thousands of miles of magnetic tape now stored in the vaults of the World Space Centers at Washington, Moscow, and Canberra.